Hey, John.
Hey, Brooks.
What's happening?
Oh, boy.
This is Basement Buddies Podcast.
I'm John. That's Brooks. How are you, buddy?
And we're two friends.
We're in the basement.
With no guests today.
No, we don't have any friends. I think we are out of friends.
I think we used them all up and spit them out like a...
empty dried husk.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're all gone.
Now that I got one more week.
Of what?
Until I'm fully
vaccinated. Oh, boy.
What am I going to do? Go out there in the world and start adventuring and like bumping into people in crowds without my mask on?
Can't wait. I am excited to go to a public pool with my kids.
But will public pools be open?
Someday. That'll be nice.
I think they were talking about this summer, Portland Parks actually doing some stuff, maybe.
Yeah, that'd be great.
How you doing, John?
Perfect. I ate a lot of pizza today.
So it's Mother's Day.
Oh, I'm also excited to go to the movie theater.
I want to go. I haven't seen
Who
any.
Who cares about Mother's Day?
I haven't Let's seen about I haven't seen any movies. What's up? What movies are out? Can they just have like a pass that we can pay?
Some kind of movie pass?
A $50 ticket to, and we can just sit in the movie theater all day long watching all the blockbusters from 2020.
That'd be great. I would be into it. That'd be a lot of fun. I know like the James Bond movie is just sitting waiting for the theaters to come back. And the Dune movie, I'm not sure though. I don't know. Whatever. I'll watch any old trash. I just want to go to a movie theater. I really want the little second run theater up by us called the Academy. I really hope that makes it through the pandemic.
If
they've been shut down, their website hasn't changed in a long time. I wouldn't be surprised if they were shuttered, but it'd be nice if they came back to life.
Stuff like that place, I hate to sound like a terrible human.
Yeah.
It's a theater. All the stuff is still there. All the, you know, the seats are still there. It's a big empty room. If it closes, like, can the landlord just rent it out to somebody who wants to start a theater?
Right.
Like,
okay.
Immediately. Hey, I'll rent out this building. Now I run a theater.
All right. Sure. Why not? I assume it would make money. I don't know. You see that a lot with restaurants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Next to my place, there's this, it used to be Newport Bay a long time ago. You remember that seafood restaurant? Mm-hmm. And then that went away and it became like Portland Seafood Restaurant. Same building.
They had the same lobster tanks.
Yeah, exactly.
Some of the same big lobsters were still in there.
And then that closed and it's reopening again as, it's called Mi Cava Cochina. I think it's like a high-end Mexican food.
I have a cucina.
Cava is like alcohol or wine or something. Cucina is kitchen, right? Cucina? Nobody knows.
I drink in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's drinking in the kitchen. But it's funny, like if you're looking to open a restaurant, you go, you know what? That restaurant failed. I bet you that my restaurant won't fail.
There's one on...
Seems like a bad idea.
There's a restaurant we drive past, like, coming from my parents and Jamie's parents over here.
Uh-huh.
We drive past it, and since we've lived here, it has probably been 8 different restaurants.
Right.
It just keeps failing. It's just a super shitty location. It's like a restaurant all by itself, nothing else around. There's no parking, and... I don't know.
I assume there's just people lining up to go, you know what? I'm going to make a run for it.
Mine's going to work.
I can't wait to go bankrupt in 5 years. I assume that's what happens.
And they're not even making 5 years. I blame COVID for this restaurant failing.
Well, most restaurants fail, but that's a different story.
There was did I tell you about this pie shop that opened up on my route?
No.
They opened up 5 years ago.
Just pies.
Pies and like a, it was called Throne Shade Pasha.
Okay.
And it was always jam packed. It had like good seating area and it was like aimed towards women who want to like get together with other women and be like businessy. Like, so they had good tables. So like, people could come in there and work together, like an office.
What do
like
you mean, women wanting to be businessy?
Like, you know.
Like a man can't go in there and be businessy?
I think they were turning away at the door.
Oh, all right. So you're some high-powered businesswoman?
Or like...
Let's go have pie for lunch.
Or it's like...
You know, women. They love pie.
They do. They do love
pie.
Yeah,
everybody loves
pie. No, only women.
Mm.
But they were always jam-packed, but like, I assume the... People in there weren't...
Is that a pie pun? Jam-packed?
Yeah. It was real crusty in there. I'm bad at puns, John.
I know you are.
I shoved my thumb in one and pulled out a plum.
There you go. Thank you, Jack Horner.
And
it's real convenient. His last name rhymed with corner, by the way.
Wait a minute.
That's some lazy-ass songwriting.
I need a... come up with a different last name that rhymes with podcast.
Hi, my name's Brooks Podcast.
And I podcast. It was always jam-packed, and they closed at the beginning of the pandemic pretty early on, but they had been trying to sell it for like a year, and she blamed the pandemic for closing. So I think she was like... on the way out.
And, sure,
and
yeah.
Like, no, it wasn't my failed business. It was...
just one of the many who was crushed by COVID. I understand. Anyway, it's Mother's Day.
It's Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. We invited our wives to do the rest of the podcast.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Jamie. Tanya.
I don't think we could pull that off for very long. Let's talk about pies.
We love pies.
As all women do. You do anything fun? You go see your mom?
I am a terrible...
You have three moms you have to attend to.
I have three moms. I made four cards.
Who's this fourth? Oh,
my
your
wife. I'm a terrible...
Yeah, what kind of bullshit is that as a dad? Now I gotta buy shit for my wife from my kids?
Yeah, here's the thing, John.
She already gets enough.
You know me. I'm terrible. Right?
Yeah. We all know. Well established.
At one point in my life, I was good at giving gifts. And over the past, let's just say since I had kids, or maybe past 5 years, I don't know. Maybe since I got my vasectomy.
Yeah.
You know what?
That stole some magic from you.
It stole a little bit of magic.
Oh. Speaking of vasectomy, I got a letter from my urologist. Goes, hey. You haven't come back and gotten that sample, done that sample. I'm like, yeah.
I'll send you one in the mail.
Yeah, I'll mail it to you.
And
this letter is very sticky.
I didn't have to lick the...
There you go. Self-adhesive.
Last night, Jamie said to me, she said, did you get me anything for Mother's Day? It was her birthday. We talked about this. It was her birthday last...
April's a busy month for you. You're still recovering.
3 weeks ago, it was her birthday, and I had no idea for birthday presents. Like, we're adults, and when we want something, we pretty much think about it, and then, like, talk it over, and then buy it.
Right.
So I just said, hey, you can buy some fabric that you were going to buy, and some extra patterns for... sewing things. I made her a gift certificate for like
got her
future
handful
purchases.
Of needles. This is what you like, right?
and then here comes Mother's Day, and she says, "Did you get me anything? I just want to be mentally prepared for the morning."
Right. And should I wake up crying or not?
Mm-hmm. And I said, "She said, did you like have the kids make me a card or something? The school took care of that, and I thought that was good enough."
No. I did not have my kids sign any cards.
Not good enough.
Oh, we did? Oh.
But I did wake up. No, I did. And then she went to bed, kind of sad. But we talked about it and talked about how I'm terrible. And then I made her a nice, beautiful card, cut out some hearts and some flowers out of construction paper and glue and use some, you know.
You are well equipped to make cards.
I could make anything. Last year, when I first started getting into making fridge magnets, she got a fridge magnet for Valentine's Day, her birthday, and I probably Mother's Day. And then she said, I have enough fridge magnets.
I think I've been around when she's mentioned, I don't need any more magnets, husband.
So now, I don't. I heard her tell me that, and I said, hey, okay, this year?
Fine, nothing.
Nothing. When I made her card, and I think things went well.
I wanted to take Owen and June to the store and pick out a couple things for, you know, just a little bullshit we've been talking about having around the house. And it ended up the whole family going. So Tanya was with us when we were picking out presents for her, which kind of ruins the thing. But it was fine. We got a new tea kettle. Ours broke. And a Brita water filter for the fridge.
The one that you fill up
and put in there. Only because I just want cold water to drink. I'm not going to drink out of the tap. Disgusting.
Except for in the winter when it's so cold.
It's too cold. It hurts my teeth. And we went and we picked out presents like with her right there and then took them downstairs and wrapped them and gave them to her immediately. So it wasn't too exciting. I didn't do anything crafty with the kids, which I probably should have. But it was very exciting at the... We went to Fred Meyer on 102nd, which is the ghettoest Fred Meyer. But I have a gift card there that I've had in my wallet for like 2 years. I was like, I got to burn this
gift
card.
What's it for? How much?
It was like $22.
Yeah, okay. So not enough to make it a priority.
No. That's why it's been in there for 2 years. And it's close to our house. So it's far away from our house. Don't dox me. And so we went up to that Fred Meyer. It's like a Thursday, 4 o'clock or something. And I'm getting out of the van and there's this piece of shit car next to me, probably like an 80s vintage Civic kind of car. And I put my door up against their bumper just because the angle was funny. And then I was helping Owen get out and he like fell and I kind of bumped the car. Mm-hmm. I'm admitting this freely, right?
You vandalized someone else's car, is what I heard?
Yes, exactly. I
pulled my butterfly knife out of my pocket and it flipped open. I stabbed the wheel, this tire.
Yeah, it was completely accidental. And so I bumped this car, but it's like, who cares? I did zero damage. And I'm like helping June get out. She like lost her shoes or whatever. And this lady's screaming. And I, for a few seconds, I'm completely ignoring her because like, why would anyone be screaming at me? I'm not doing anything. And after a second, I realized she's yelling at me. And she's like, hey, you fucking asshole. He bumped my car and he like shook it. And I was in there and I could feel it. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. She goes, what are you going to fucking do about it? And I was like, all right.
Nothing.
Like nothing. Like immediately when she started talking, I knew, oh, you're just crazy.
Right? Crazy on drugs.
Yeah.
Or both.
If you'd said, hey, man, you banged my car, I would have been like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, and she'd be like, look, there's damage. There was nothing. So
the car rocked.
I immediately start ignoring her. I'm like, yeah, whatever. Fuck off, lady. And she's like, oh, teaching your kids to be a fucking asshole. And she's screaming at us in the parking lot. I'm like, all right, kids, let's go. Let's go inside. She's like, oh, good. Go have some more kids or something like that. I was like, oh, that was interesting. But I had a person yell at me.
Doesn't feel good, does it, John?
No, I thought it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, lady.
You didn't do you know, my move of what? Just saying have a nice day over and over until they...
I told her sorry initially, and then she started ranting even more, and I just 100% ignored her. Because she's looking for someone to yell back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looking for some kind of reaction. And you came to the wrong man if you want someone to yell at you in a parking lot, because I got no skin in this game. I was like, all right, whatever. You can call the police. Go ahead. I'm a white male. They're not going to do anything.
Yeah. They're going to tase you. They'll believe me.
Well, she was a white lady, so it's hard to, you know, Well, they might tase me, but I'm holding a baby, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if that helps.
Tase that a guy walking across the street. Tase that guy.
Yeah, a brown guy.
I came out here. I got to tase somebody.
I got my taser out. I have to hit somebody before I put it away.
I got sad news, John.
Oh, no.
A member of this family passed away. The sucker fish and my kids.
Oh, not your old dog?
Not my old dog.
That you're putting diapers on now?
It's a, yep. My dog is 14. She has some bladder issues. Like when she gets excited, a little bit of pee drops out.
Is it just bladder though?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's not pooping in the house.
Okay, good. That's a different story.
She's just like, will be laying on her bed and gets up and there's just like a whatever. Half.
Oh, I do that. Half is that bad?
Yeah. Is a half? Is that why your couch smells like John P?
Yeah, that's why this chair is always wet when I leave.
There'd be like a half dollar spot of piss on the bed or whatever, or just as she's.
You hope it's piss.
Yeah. What else could it be?
Oh, maybe it's vaginal discharge. It's a lady dog, right?
Yeah, the vaginal discharge would probably be better. More comforting.
the scent would be.
It's an Afro.
Please don't say that. Stop talking.
Or when it's dinner time and she's like so excited about dinner and doesn't want to go out to pee, then she'll eat and then just piss on the kitchen floor. So it's just Jamie sewed up some diapers. Some dog diapers.
God, she loves someone, doesn't she?
That fucking tail hole. It's so cute.
So cute.
So cute. They look. But
anyway, you had a fish die?
We had my favorite fish.
Oh.
Because I bought this thing about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I don't really know your fish.
Well, they're sucker. I'm not that familiar with them. Sucks. And then all the rest that were named have since died.
Oh, these are names.
And then we stopped naming them. When a lot started dying. So this one, when I bought it, the person at the pet shop, it was probably like, you know, an inch and a half long.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, this thing will get to be 8 inches long.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
So for the last year and a half, I've just been watching it grow bigger and bigger. And I think it got up to about 2.5 inches. So it's gotten
it's there.
Almost doubled in size.
Impressive.
But he died. And
why did it die? You're probably terrible at taking care of fish, right?
I don't know.
Yeah. You and birds. You hate baby birds. You hate fish.
I feed them every morning. It's my job to feed them. I go in there and I sprinkle something and I add water. I add that conditioned water. I don't know what else you're supposed to do.
I don't know anything about fish.
Apparently, we tested the pH. pH was a little low.
Okay.
And Jamie was like, I think we got to fix this problem, this pH problem. pH is low.
Mm-hmm.
So we
took some of that dog piss, squeezed it in the water.
I think that's how you do it.
Yeah.
And so we went to PetSmart, and Jamie goes ahead and starts talking.
Hey, is it PetSmart?
PetSmart?
Or is it PetSmart? Pets a real thinker.
PetSmart? PetSmart?
Is it PetSmart?
Is it PetMart? PetSmart?
Nobody knows.
I think
it's a real thinker.
I think it's Pets.
Hey, I think you know what? Either way, we're talking
Petsum.
About it.
I think it's Petsum art. Jamie goes and they're like, okay, here's the pH level or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, hey, I walk up to the same lady and I say, hey, I'm looking for like some of those sucker fish for my tank. And she's like, oh, they're right over here. We got two kinds. And I'm like, okay, yeah, I was going to get two. They looked exactly like the ones I had in there.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know, we don't recommend those for, how big is your tank? We don't recommend those for tanks under 30 gallons or 29 gallons. And I'm like, I don't know. It's like this big. It's probably 30 gallons.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 20 gallons. And she goes, well, if it's 20 gallons, that's too small. They get like 8 inches long.
Right.
And I'm like, well, that's fine. I'll just take the fish. And she says, I don't feel comfortable selling you these fish.
Has this happened to you before?
This has happened to me before. This is the second time.
I think there's just something about you that says, this guy will kill this fish.
At PetSmart.
PetSmart, yeah.
That they told me. And then she goes, it probably died because of the habitat was too small.
You didn't spend enough money at PetSmart.
And so she says, I don't feel comfortable selling. And that was me. Like, I just immediately walked away from her. Didn't say like,
right.
Oh, okay, thank you. or what. I just like, all right, crazy lady, yeah. I want to give you money for these fish, and you're refusing.
He came back in with like a fake beard and glasses on.
Hello.
Hello, I have a 100-liter tank.
And I would like to buy a couple of these suckers. Hey, I've seen you before.
Hey, wait a minute.
I still don't feel comfortable. I shoulder tapped a bum outside.
Hey, man, you want to help me out?
Go in there and buy me
go
some.
Go and buy one of them. Make sure you tell her your tank is 50 gallons. 100 liters, that'd be 25 gallons.
So then we went to...
Not big enough.
A different pet store on the way home and got the same fish. A different pet store. We're, yeah.
So, hold on.
I did buy a replacement fish, and fuck it. If this one dies, it dies. I'm out $8.
So, a couple years ago, a kid said, hey, I want to get a fish.
Mm-hmm.
So, you got a fish tank populated with fish. Do your kids give a shit about the fish?
They like looking at them.
They look at them. They're just decoration.
The first batch, they'll feed them every once in a while. I'm just like the consistent feeder.
Uh-huh.
If the kids are around, I'll say, hey, you want to feed them?
And they're into it and they like it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
I just don't get why people keep fish.
I don't know.
It's like just, you don't get anything out of it, right?
It's just...
I barely want dogs, right? That's where I'm at. Like, eh, dog's not really even worth it. And they love you.
Yeah, I think fish love you.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You should get like an ant colony if you want just something to look at. I feel like that's not any work.
I tried getting an ant colony and she said she didn't feel comfortable.
Aww.
And I said, look at me. I spill sugar around my house all the time.
Yeah, but do you really care about the ants?
No.
Are you going to take care of them when they get sick?
No.
You're like, all right, lady.
When we adopted our dog, who's she's
you have to say rescue.
When we rescued our dog from
that way,
a fiery,
you're a hero
from a fiery building.
Uh huh. Yeah.
When she was two, on the paperwork, it was like, how much are you willing to spend to have this dog? Like,
oh, like on surgeries or something?
On surgeries or vet bills?
Can you write in $0?
I bet they wouldn't give it to you.
Yeah, that's weird, man.
I think they might not give it to you because I was like, I don't know. Like, it depends. It's a sliding scale. The older they get, less I'm willing to spend.
Well, like, if she was... Also, do you have kids? Mm-hmm. Right? So, you got Nami pre-Jackson Daniel, right?
Pre-kid. So, I was like, so, I don't know, $10,000?
Yeah. Post-kid, you're like, no, $40? That's totally how my brain works.
Getting their nails done is... a little bit too expensive for
me. Yeah, we'll let her click clack around the house for a couple more months before I get them fixed. Oh, man. I don't get that whole thing.
So
spending lots of money on your pets.
So she's going to be 15 this year, that dog. And, but.
Yeah, man.
She's happy. She just leaks a little bit of pee every now and again.
I thought it was more like she was shitting in the house. And that's like, okay, we're taking you down to
like,
the vet.
Like, this diaper is probably just one diaper a day.
Okay. That's not crazy.
Like, it's just some drops in there.
Yeah.
Just don't want my house smelling like dog piss. Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Hey.
Hey.
Huh. Well.
What?
Also, I got my dog's haircut.
Okay.
Yesterday. That was the trip was... Get my dog's haircut.
Wait, is this Mother's Day or Dog's Day?
It was,
I feel like you're doing a lot for your
pets. The day before Mother's Day is Pets Day.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's Pets Day, the Saturday before Mother's Day.
Yeah.
So we, on the way out there, I was like, hey, since it's got the diaper, we're like, hey, let's get that dog's getting pretty shaggy. Let's go get that haircut on that dog.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this place I used to go to, but since COVID started... The owner, another company. No, the
crushed by COVID.
It was called Connie's Dog Wash. You wash dog wash.
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice lady named Connie owns the place, but really? she's been helping out at a restaurant. I got all this from the husband who now runs the place. So I show up, and there's all these Google reviews being like, Connie was great, but this new husband. Is a deadbeat.
It's a real piece of shit.
He doesn't wear his mask in the store.
He's coughing all over my dogs.
The place is a mess. So I go up there, pull up. Dude's just smoking a cigarette out front. I walk in the place and I'm like, oh, I want to use your clippers and clip my dog.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, yeah, we don't have clippers anymore. They all broke.
What?
And I'm like, yeah.
So how am I supposed to cut my dog's hair?
He goes, I sent the clippers away to get fixed, and they haven't got back yet, you know, because of COVID slowed everything down.
Right, yeah.
Clipper repair.
The clipper shortage.
And so then
I guess production for clipper oil dropped down to zero.
Oh, man.
All the clipper oil factories shuttered.
The clipper oil mines?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they're empty.
Inflation's going to really hit the clipper industry this coming year.
Do you have hair clippers at home?
Am I supposed to oil those?
I guess. I was going to ask, have you ever oiled yours? Because I've never oiled mine.
No.
I've shaved my head probably 100 times with, you know, my Walmart special hair clippers that I bought 10 years ago.
Is there a chance you just have oily hair and it self-oils?
Oh, I'm hoping. Yeah.
Well, no.
I do scrape off my hair and then rub it into the blades.
That's smart.
You can scrape oil out of your hair, right?
Yeah.
With your hands?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Just a couple drops.
But that was it. Twofer. Shot down cutting hair. Shot down on buying those fish.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, we got to have a win. We got to have some win somewhere today.
Right.
And
what was your win?
I didn't have a win.
Oh. Well, and you failed at getting your wife any presents. Wait, did you run out and buy her something stupid?
No, I just made her a nice card, okay. And I think that...
You're like, I got you a vacuum cleaner. Oh, you already have one. Oh.
Pie. I got you a pie.
I ordered my wife...
I took a slice of the pie out first.
I ordered from Amazon. Great company. Mm-hmm. Love it.
Ooh.
They're doing great. They need all the help they can get.
And, well, they don't complain about me buying fish on Amazon.
No, they sure don't. And I ordered a essential oil diffuser, not... essential oils or whatever, like smelly oils, not for like fake medicine, but just to smell good down
it's
for her office in the basement
to help with the spirits in the house, to
right, yeah, yeah.
The love spirits,
we smudge out the demons.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I got her.
oil
smelly good oils, because her office is down the basement, and you know, it's got a basement stank, a little basement funk. It's not bad, but, you know, be nice to have some nice aromas, potentially. I don't know. I think she hates it, but that's okay.
But she's going to...
I thought it was fun.
She's going to do what she should and say thank you and never use it. And then give it away on...
That's fine.
A free up group in 6 months.
I hope so. I'm not joking. I'm perfectly happy with that. Like, here's the thing. If you don't like it, let's fucking get rid of it. I do not feel bad about that. I got her a popcorn... machine. My wife loves popcorn, you know, the microwave, throw the bag in there. So I got her like one of the old school ones that like come up and has a little spout. You throw the kernels in the top and you add your own butter and salt. And it works fine. It makes popcorn the same. And turns out, you know, just way easier to throw the packet in the microwave. Microwave popcorn. God, it's figured out. It's figured out. It's perfect.
But you're losing thousands of dollars a year.
Really? You're not.
Popcorn.
It's not a lot cheaper. So I got it for her. It was like a thoughtful present or whatever. We used it a few times and then stored it in the cupboard for probably a couple years. And I was like, we should get rid of that. She's like, well, you got it for me. I was like, nah, who gives a shit?
Sentimental value.
Get rid of it.
Me giving it to you.
Nope. I don't have that. So every present I've gotten goes in the trash.
So you're...
I don't want it.
How many years before you're as terrible as me? Because maybe I've just been burned on presents.
What do you mean?
In my life, I've given out some what I thought were some pretty good presents.
Uh-huh.
And then I've gone over to people's homes and seen said presents
in the trash.
Like just in a pile in the garage.
Honestly,
and I
do not care. I don't feel bad at all. If I get you something and you use it once and don't like it, that doesn't hurt my feelings.
I have to, you know, wear it when that sweater you got me, that really hideous Christmas sweater you got me. I wear it whenever you... I'm wearing it right now.
Okay. Don't feel obligated.
To show you that I appreciate
PSA
you.
For anyone. I get you a present, you don't like it, get rid of it. I don't care. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
Just wait until you're not in the same room.
No. Even if you're like...
Right in front of me.
I don't like this. I'm going to take it back. I'm like, cool. Because I already did my task. I got you a thing. If you don't like that thing, that's not my problem. It's out of my hands. Ball's in your court now. I had a really nice Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
My sister invited us and my brother up from Salem. And we have my mom over to my sister Lindsay, past guest. We're at her place. We haven't been over there in a year.
And so your mom's back from Utah?
Yeah, my mom's back. And we just, all the kids were playing, having a great time running around, enjoying the backyard, you know, playing with our cousins. And we just kind of like hung out, ate pizza, had some cupcakes. It was super nice. And the weather was pretty nice today.
Get in that hot tub at all? Jump in that hot tub?
I didn't, but the moment we got there, Owen got in it at 1 o'clock, and he was mad when we had to leave at 5 p.m.
He was just in the hot tub for 4 hours?
He got out twice. He ate no food. He didn't play with any of the other kids.
He was all shriveled and like...
He just hung out in that hot tub. And it was 105 when we got there. And my sister's like, it might be a little too hot. They say it's supposed to be like 95 for kids.
Nah.
And Owen was like, beet red, loving it. He's got his snorkel and his goggle. He actually brought his flippers. He's got, you know, like scuba diving flippers. Is that what they're called?
Scuba fins?
Fins. He was playing with his fins and just like underwater 90% of the time, playing with a snorkel, looking at the tornado of the water go down into the jets. And it got, you know, it was open and he's splashing around in there. So it got down to like 95 or 98.
Oh, no.
And he was like, it's too cold, and got out. And we put the cover back on and heated it, waited for it to heat back up.
How quick do these newfangled hot tubs heat up?
Probably took 45 minutes or so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so excited about this.
Your new hot tub
coming.
You have hot tub news?
I called the hot tub boys.
What'd they tell you? Did they break your heart?
I said, hey.
Please don't give me bad news.
I said,
I need a win.
I need a win. It's been pretty shitty lately.
The guy at the bus store wouldn't let me buy a fish. It's like, Sarah, please stop crying. Yes, we'll send you a hot tub.
So I said, hey, I bought a hot tub there in January. Should be coming in. Says middle to end of May.
Yeah.
Is that going to be on time? That's what I said. And he goes, you know what? He goes, yeah. Looks like we should be getting that shipment in here middle of May.
Hell yeah.
And then we'll call you up and we'll be able to deliver it. And I'm worried about getting it into my backyard.
Oh, why?
Because it's like up off, like there's either the stairs up the front.
Nah, we should back it up and slide it.
Well, so I said, hey, I got a 6-foot retaining wall that you can back up into with a truck as long as the truck's not wider than 9 feet. And he said, oh, that's perfect. We'll just set the hot tub on a couple pallets for the back of the truck to lift it up to 6 foot high and then just back it up and
we're gonna
bring
like
it back there.
How are they gonna move it past you? Well, we can talk logistics later, but
I gotta dismantle my Lego shed.
Oh, okay. That comes apart.
Yeah.
Then you have a straight shot. You go into the back corner. Or you're putting it where the inflatable is.
It's going to be in that same situation as the inflatable.
That's a good idea, yeah.
And then that inflatable going over to your house.
You think so?
I mean,
I'm willing to make that commitment if you want to let me have it.
You want to use it
on air in front of man and God, I will take that hot tub.
Don't break it, though.
I'll put it in my garage.
Yeah. Owen will be out there.
Seriously, dude.
It'll be a problem.
My power bill is going to be like $2,000.
Yeah, I was thinking about our power bill. It's probably $50 a month to heat that thing.
Yeah.
Maybe. It's gone up a little bit, but I don't know if a lot of that's from the kids just being home all day. And
well, when I'm in charge of this hot tub, it's going to have a season. It's not going to be a winter hot tub.
Yeah, I did.
It's going to be a spring
through
September.
Okay. Right?
We'll go like May to September. April to September, depending.
And you can teach little Owen about science and mixing chemicals and stuff.
Oh, he'll love it.
Checking the pH on that
thing. He'll do it every day. I'll have a little chart.
No.
I'll have to put on a little white coat.
Cleaning out the filters, spraying the filters out. teach him, you know, keep that thing nice.
Yeah, I will.
And he'll grow up to be like a pool guy.
Yeah, probably. He does love the pool. That's one of the things I was saying. I'd be excited because he would just have a great time.
If you're a pool guy, you get to try out people's pools. Like you come over, clean out that filter on the side, add the chemicals, you know, take a couple laps, splash around.
I don't see why not.
I got to test it out.
Well, here. He probably does it for work, but when he gets home, he's like, I can't handle going to the pool. I don't want to bring my work home with me.
He's got a pool at his house.
No, it's just dirt in the back.
He filled in his pool with dirt.
Yeah, and then he rolls around in the dirt. He's like, this is life. That's what they do.
Well, John.
Yes, sir.
Look over here.
What do you got?
Being a terrible present giver.
Oh, real? I can't read it. Real heroes listen to Basement Buddies. Oh, you got a shirt.
And being a terrible present giver, after I bought this for myself and it came, I thought to myself, I should have got one for John.
Oh, that's okay.
And I think I remember Tanya wanting a shirt that had the Basement Buddies logo on it.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, she would like that.
But, Super Fan Joe, you can now go to joepank.threadless.com, Joe, P-A-N-C, .threadless.com, and you can buy this.
Real Heroes Listen to Basement Buddies.
With our picture on it. You know, you can even get it in a beach towel. They have tapestries. You can get a face mask with this logo on it.
How about a coffee mug?
Coffee mug. You can get all the things. And Joe said he would send us the profits, but I'm saying
Joe,
it here.
Keep it.
Keep it. Keep it, Joe. Buddy. If anybody wants to make any likeness of me picture-wise and put it on a t-shirt.
Like these O. Brooks things? Look, you got a book over here.
You can also get the O. Brooks drawn picture.
Oh,
by
Brooks.
By
Joe.
By Joe. And but if anybody wants to do that, we'll have that same offer for anyone. They can make profit off of our likenesses.
Okay, cool. Yours.
Well, yeah, I want to.
I haven't been cartoonized. I haven't been immortalized by the famous Joe Pank.
I'm pretty sure Joe actually sent me a picture of you that he drew and I never showed it to you like 5 months ago.
Oh, no. Well, Joe, email me.
What's your email?
Well, I don't care. It's MitchJMitch@gmail.com if anyone wants to email me.
Okay.
Brett emails me every once in a while.
Or sign him up for some online pornography.
Go for it. Yeah. They'll be like, this account already exists. I'll be like, got there first.
But thanks, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
And I imagine you'll be a millionaire just selling
soon.
These shirts.
Overnight.
Overnight millionaire.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Superfan Joe, I have 100 great questions.
Superfan Joe, 100 Superfan great Joe. Questions.
Question 38. What sport could you play the longest in a televised game without anyone discovering you aren't a professional athlete? Bowling for you, Brooks. You could fake bowling, pro bowling for a while, I bet. Yeah?
I mean, I could play for a while. I wouldn't be great. I could, what was it, 24-hour marathon? What was the question?
Boy, I just read it.
Well, then I went into my imagination for a second of me bowling.
All right. So, hey, Brooks Brain, shut up for a second and listen. What sport could you play the longest in a televised game without anyone discovering you aren't a professional athlete?
Yeah, bowling.
Bowling.
Badminton. Pretty good. I used to be pretty good at badminton.
I feel like...
Pickleball?
I feel... That's a fake thing. That's not a real thing. I think professional badminton people would... like dominate you know what I mean? They're like so fast.
Well, if I'm not,
but if you're bowling, like no one's gonna be like,
you suck.
Hey, like, because you could probably get a couple strikes.
I remember all I could get some strikes. I remember all the foot positions.
Yeah,
it's a whole lot just like all the same things from football, you know, positioning yourself like on the line. I had a 56-year-old guy in high school teach me all those things, and I still remember them. I can't do them, and like the thumb turning and like and in this position and like blah blah blah.
Right.
And where I start with my foot on the there's dots on the floor. I know all that stuff, and I get up and I have perfect. What is
those
it?
Those are called diamonds.
Five steps. It's either four or five.
You're
steps.
Asking me like I know.
I have all those things in my brain. But once I throw that ball and it goes in the gutter or just like...
They'll be like, hey, wait a minute.
Goes crazy.
Well, this isn't like, could you last 24 hours?
It's not like I would win.
What's the longest?
Yeah. Bowling. Easy.
Yeah. I think bowling, even for me...
Because it's 98% sitting.
Is probably... I'd probably get the furthest in bowling as a bad bowler. Because like football's out.
Yeah.
You know, maybe baseball.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Baseball is a whole lot of sitting in the dugout and spitting.
They're all real fat, right? The baseball players?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. Babe Ruth is the one I know.
Yeah, and he was big, gigantic fat
That
guy.
Was before they let black people play.
Yeah.
So there's an asterisk.
The bar was a little lower.
Next to Babe's name.
And let's see. What's a professional sport that's maybe curling? That seems kind of hard. You have to have some finesse.
The rock sliding
yeah,
one is curling?
Me slide rock.
I'm pretty good at using a broom.
Yeah. All right. Question 39. Hey, guys. Do you remember Disney's gummy bears? Well, they were bouncing here and there and everywhere. They are the gummy bears.
John remembers them quite vividly.
When I was a
more
kid.
More of a jelly bean fan. John was a gummy bear
Gummy
fan.
Bears. The Jelly Bean Show.
We're oh, I thought we were
Disney's
talking about
gummy
patented
bears.
Disney brand gummy bears.
No, you fool.
A little too rich for my blood. It was a Branches.
No, it came on before DuckTales in the afternoon block of cartoons. Do you remember watching cartoons when you got home from school?
I think I made it home. You know what? It was after DuckTales.
It was before DuckTales.
Before DuckTales, because I made it home from school right at DuckTales.
So my experience was very similar, is I would catch like the last 4 or 5 minutes of Gummy Bears. And I was like, what's that show? Seems cool, but I could never get home fast enough to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, life is like a hurricane.
I had to run.
In Duck Bird.
Life is like a hurricane.
Yeah, keep singing.
That's all I got.
Oh. Please shut up.
DuckTales.
Yeah, so I wanted to watch that show, and I do remember it, Joe, but I never really got into it. And I'm too old now. I can't go back. I watched like 2 minutes of Tailspin on Disney Plus, because all that shit's on Disney Plus, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, cool, Darkwing Duck. I'm going to watch it. Like 4 minutes, and you go, ugh, this is for kids. I don't want to watch this shit.
I watched Gargoyles.
Oh, yeah. Gargoyles
was
cool.
And I watched the first two episodes.
Jonathan Frakes did the voice of the guy in there. Back me up, Joe.
Email the podcast.
He's
basementbuddiespod@gmail.com.
He's number two in Commander Riker in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Oh.
Jonathan
yes.
Frakes. He did the voice of one of the guys in
Hudson.
Gargoyles. Was that his name?
Maybe.
Okay. I'll go for it.
Yeah, but the first two episodes of Gargoyles TV show, great.
And then it's just downhill.
It seemed like it was almost made to be like a little movie. Like it was super high quality, and then it went downhill after that.
That's generally how those kids' shows go. They're like, oh, here's a cool concept. Kids will like the idea of it, and then we'll just put out trash for years.
Mm-hmm.
And kids are dumb. They'll watch it. Speaking of cartoons, I've been watching Invincible I just finished it on Amazon Prime. It's very good.
What's that about?
Don't worry about it. It's good. Joe, no. Joe's watching it.
It's a cartoon?
Yeah. It's like a superhero, but it's gritty, and there's murder.
I have something to say, John.
Okay.
I've been watching this show on Netflix.
Uh-huh.
I felt bamboozled and hoodwinked.
Was this that show that was like Goonies?
No. That
was another show you bamboozled.
Finding
you.
Ohana,
right,
was
right.
Pretty good. We watched it for a second time with the kids. But this is called Firefly Lane. It's got the gal from Knocked Up, the Knocked Up gal, and the
I believe my wife watched that. Yeah,
and the gal from Scrubs.
Okay, yeah,
the blonde gal.
Mm-hmm.
And
Catherine Heigl and Sarah Chalk.
Yep.
Chalky.
And it's a good show. I mean, I like it, but the trailer or whatever for it made it seem like a comedy, like just a straight up comedy kind of.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like a serious drama. There was like
heavy
scenes and like people getting murdered and like a rape scene, like a high school rape scene.
Wow.
And
like, this is fucking heavy. I don't need this,
but it's pretty good. Like, it's time traveled from the 60s. It's the same friends, 60s, 80s, and or 70s, 80s, and 2003.
Okay.
So it's like keeps jumping this friendship between and like tying all the stuff together.
Like me and you. We've been friends for decades. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Tanya was watching that, but I never paid attention. I was like, I'm going to look at TikTok while you're watching this.
But they are fucking cliffhangers McGee's over there, where it's like the end of the episode cliffhanger.
Yeah, they got to keep you watching. Is it a Netflix show?
Yeah, so there's gonna be another season.
I feel like we've held on to these ways of writing television shows and miniseries, like from commercial television or broadcast television, that we really don't need this bullshit. I was complaining when my wife was watching Ink Masters, which is like a tattoo show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, these tattooers, they swear a lot, right? They're a surly group of people, as we would expect. And so they're like, all the cursing's bleeped out. I'm like, can't we just get past that shit? Like, nobody needs it. I don't need all this bleeping out. They're like bleeping out asshole.
Do they blurt?
No, they're like ass bleep, you know, that kind of shit where you can say ass but not asshole. It's just like, can we get over that? Especially when it's streaming. Can't there just be a setting in Netflix and be like, yeah, I'm an adult and it's fine if you swear and I don't care. And then the other setting's like, I'm a prude, religious, tightwad, or whatever.
There was
I'm a wiener.
There was a streaming service a few years ago, I think they've since gone under, or I just haven't heard of them since then, called VidAngel.
Okay. That sounds like pornography.
And you would purchase the movie, and you could, for $20, and you could click, I don't want cussing, I don't want nudity, and they would just cut out those scenes from, like, violence. You could cut out this, and then you could watch Fight Club. And it would not have cussing in it, or it wouldn't have the nudity. Like, if you just didn't want nudity or something, it would cut out, like, those few scenes.
That's weird.
But,
I know BYU does that at, like, their campus theater. They have, like, Mormon cuts of movies, just so, like, the kids don't feel super left out. Like, yeah, here's Pulp Fiction. It's G-rated.
It's 45 minutes long.
It's 15 minutes long. And they end up just being friends.
The end.
The end.
About cliffhangers on TV show. Like,
yeah, Netflix. I don't need that shit. I will watch the next episode Netflix.
No, we'll say, hey, we're gonna watch one more episode and then go to sleep.
Right.
So it'll end on a cliffhanger. It'll end on a cliffhanger, and then we'll just start the next episode. Watch the first 3 minutes where they resolve the cliff.
Yeah, exactly.
The hanging of the cliff.
You go, okay, this is a lull. We'll pick this up tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't need to be a half hour. There's all this like weird baggage we brought from broadcast television that we don't need.
There was one show that would fluctuate. Usually they stay to about 50 minutes just for commercial breaks. And this one, it went from, you know what? It was Mandalorian. Mandalorian had some like 30
short
minute
ones,
long episodes.
Somewhere an hour long.
Like
perfect,
somewhere
good.
An hour 10.
Awesome. They're like, yeah, we don't need 2 hours to tell this story.
Done.
I was always bummed when they were short episodes, but I appreciate that more than every episode's got to be 58 minutes. We got to like fill some bullshit. I don't need filler, man.
Speaking of filler, we got an email.
An email. This whole podcast is filler. It's 1 hour of just idiots talking for no reason.
We got an email from some totally real person, not a made up character of mine.
I wouldn't think that.
It's from Andy.
Hmm. A real human.
A real, genuine human.
Okay. Still never seen a picture of this man.
Gentleman. See, would I start out anything with gentleman?
You don't even know how to spell that word.
Well, you haven't seen how this is spelled. And I'm not even looking at a thing.
You've never let me see any of these emails.
I'm just looking at a nice
picture.
It's
a blank screen.
My phone's not even on. This isn't even a phone. I'm holding up a Hershey's bar.
Oh, no.
First things first, please pass my happy Mother's Day greeting to Jamie and Tanya.
Oh, thanks, Andy.
And he spelled Tanya wrong, but he said, and then apologized to Tanya if I spelled her name wrong the first time, but then he spelled it right the second time.
Nice
Thank
work.
You.
It's Tanya like it's, Tanya Harding.
It's Tanya like, yeah.
That's how you remember.
My wife's only request was that I bring her a peppermint mocha from Starbucks.
Ooh, hell yeah.
I wish my wife would, give me a sweet tip like that.
Oh. Well, ask Andy if he wants to swap.
Andy?
Let me know.
Right now I'm making a prison omelet. Should I explain?
Yes, please.
Really, I'm making a chocolate mousse pie.
But he's a man, isn't he?
Wait, yeah.
He can't make pie.
The second time I made one, the glass bowl I'm using as a double boiler shattered and dropped my delicate egg yolk mixture into the boiling water beneath.
Oh, no.
Along with a large quantity of glass shards, I sent my brother a photo, and he called it a prison omelet.
Hmm.
And now the name is stuck.
Is that where you eat glass to make your butthole sharp?
Yeah.
For the rapists?
Yes.
Is that right?
I
assume.
I can only... Right?
Yeah.
Or I was thinking about this past guest of the show, Tyler, who I was helping with some plumbing last week.
Mm-hmm. He keeps his butt packed with glass constantly.
But
you never know.
But everybody knows, and you don't mess with him. No, but he had a hacksaw. I needed a hacksaw blade to cut off some plumbing stuff, and he didn't have the hacksaw saw. He just had the blade. And I said, this is what you bake into a cake.
Oh,
drop
right.
it off at your...
Help them Beagle Boys out.
Yeah.
DuckTales reference.
Tying it all together. So, yeah, if you're trying to sneak in some glass to your friends in prison.
Sneak it in your tummy. They'll never check there. They're like, squat and cough. Ching, ching. Tinkle, tinkle. Glass falling out of your butthole. Don't eat glass, kids.
It's...
Unless you're going to prison.
An old friend of mine who was a mild alcoholic back in the day.
Okay.
He was telling me he put like a 40 of beer that was warm, like in his car. He put it into his freezer to, cool it down.
Sure.
And it expanded and froze and broke. And then he scraped the booze frozen stuff into a cup and drank it.
Good. That's just being frugal. We don't waste that alcohol.
Yeah.
No?
He was making a prison beer?
Prison drink? Yeah. That's Pruno.
Prison smoothie.
Pruno. Oh, well, speaking of Andy, you want to hear a car update?
Oh.
My mom's car?
It has now been 3 months.
Oh, at least. Yeah.
John's
it's been a long
car,
time.
The saga.
The saga continues. Anyway, she told me on Thursday, she's like, I don't want to tell you, but this is where we're at now. She's getting very embarrassed that this has gone on for so long.
Because you told her to bring it to a different guy 2 months ago, right?
Yeah, and she's not mean enough to take it away from this guy. And it's her problem. She's a grown woman. She can do whatever she wants. Anyway. So, he replaced the timing belt. And then he needed to remachine the top of the cylinders because the head was fucked up and the valves and the lifters was where we're at. According to this guy, the engine's too far gone. Can't fix it. It's impossible. And so
it's a 6-7-year-old car.
Yeah.
It is a Chevy.
It is a Chevy Equinox. So he suggested my mom accepted this offer to put a rebuilt engine in it, take this old engine out, which is just, it's so flawed and broken, it's unfixable, put a rebuilt engine in, and he'll just eat the cost of all that previous work, She just needs to pay for the new engine, and it'll be $2,300, which is too cheap for a rebuilt engine. And that'll solve all the problems. So he's incapable of changing a timing belt or timing chain, but he's capable of putting swapping a whole new engine, in. I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
And she's doing it?
She's like, well, okay.
Is this what they call the sunk cost fallacy?
Yeah, probably. Explain that to me, Brooks.
But I swear, I have so much invested in this, I can't just stop doing it right now. I just, I have to, no matter what it takes, I have to throw more and more money at this problem. She should just buy a new car.
Well, that's her intention. She just needs to get this car back so she can sell it to the dealer or whatever. She doesn't want to have two cars.
Bring it home. Loan it to her son, John.
Uh-huh.
And it mysteriously gets stolen from right. The front of your house.
I mean, there's a lot of vagabonds
to be
walking
around.
Collect that insurance money. Anyway, that's where we're at now.
She needs to put $2,300 into a new engine so then she can sell it for $4,000.
Yeah, I don't know what the trade in on that would be. Probably around $4,000. I don't know, man. Not my problem. But that's where we're at.
John, do you think I have a problem?
With?
All these fucks on my table here.
No. Okay, good. All your fucks.
Oh, cool.
What are you going to do with them?
I'm starting to think I'm going to just make it. I'm going to start an Etsy account.
Yeah? And sell a little wood fuck?
I'm going to sell.
People on TikTok want to buy them from me.
I'm going to sell whatever I make.
Ooh, this one's pretty cool.
I'm going to sell whatever I make with, like, you know, I make things and I just put them in a pile here. So I'm just going to put them up on Etsy.
Doesn't your wife have an Etsy shop? You could just commandeer it.
She has an Etsy, but it's called That's So Portland. So now...
This is pretty Portland.
So with S-E-W.
I don't get it.
Because she sews things in
that
Portland.
That bitch loves sewing, doesn't she?
She loves it. She loves it so much. That's what she did most of Mother's Day today, was sew. But yeah, so I need store idea names for my store. Got anything? If you'd like to send in your store idea names, send them on into basementbuddiespod@gmail.com. Or what do you got, John?
No, nothing. I'll think of something. Do you feel like you lose the joy when it becomes a job? Because that happened to you with superfan Ingrid. She wanted one of these drawings. You were happily making drawings all the time just for the love of it. For the joy of creating art. And then Ingrid asked you for one and it became a job and you immediately hated it and stopped doing it for like a year and a half.
I hope not.
So also, if making these wood fucks becomes work, you're going to immediately lose interest in it and start chainsaw art? Is that the next step?
Well, then I'll put that up on my Etsy. See, this... whatever this store is, I can just put whatever I put up there with no, I don't have any like feeling that I'm good enough for anything to sell.
And maybe, you're not.
Yeah. No. So I'll
stay
put
down, Brooks.
I'll put them up there. And if someone wants to throw me $8 for a fuck, I'll sell a fuck for $8 or depending on what the shipping quality is for something, some more than others, like this sweet octopus I made. But that took me some time.
Yeah.
But if I make a random thing, I'll put it up on Etsy, and it might just be a fun joke that I have. Like, hey, here's a dumb thing that I made. Uh-huh. It's for sale on Etsy. If you want to buy it for $30, it can be yours.
I would suggest make everything the same price. It doesn't matter how long it took you to make it. Everything is $8.
Okay, I got to figure out if shipping gets too...
Yeah, it depends on... I mean, it's impossible to figure out how shipping works.
I don't know.
It's an inscrutable mystery how any of it happens. But, I mean, maybe you could ask some neighborhood witch or psychic to help you figure out how shipping works.
All I know is don't use UPS because they're very expensive.
And never on time.
And no, they're always on time. But
I saw,
if you want something to be on time, UPS is the way to go.
I saw on, do you ever look on Nextdoor? Oh. It's like you know,
is that the neighborhood
app?
Ladies?
And it's, yeah, everyone's just complaining about
Complainies app.
Yeah, it's just a bunch of fussy, pain in the ass people. Someone posted a video of a UPS guy driving down the street. They're like, look at how fast he's going. Should I report him? And I watched the video. I was like, that's not that fast, lady. Like, yeah, you live on a dirt road like I do, and there's some dust. I was
dust.
Like, that guy was being pretty reasonable, I think. And everyone in the comments was like, good luck. They're not going to do shit. You can go ahead and complain. They don't care.
They aren't.
Also,
spoilers, they're not going to. They might say, hey, this lady called in a complaint at this house.
Fine. Okay.
Thank her. After I leave, make sure you thank her.
Don't burp on her.
Don't burp on this particular lady.
But people need to remember, they're working. That guy's fucking working. Leave him alone. He's in a hurry. You know what I mean? He's not out there just having a good time. He's there because he's obligated to by his company.
He loves doing cookies on gravel roads. No. His route isn't even on that street. That's the best street for shooting
it's
rocks.
It's his day off. He just came out here to fuck around in your neighborhood. Like, chill out, people.
Gravel roads are tough. I've had some people get mad at me for driving too fast on their gravel roads, and I'm like, I was going 15 miles an hour. The speed limit's 20. How fast should I go?
It's unsafe.
Should it be 10? Do you want me to drive 10? Do you want me to drive 5? How fast? And they just don't drive as fast. I'm like, so how, like,
what's that number?
I'm not going as fast as I.
No, it's stupid. People, everyone shut up. It's fucking fine.
There's dust.
Yeah.
But then,
you know what? Okay. As someone who lives on a gravel road.
There's dust.
There are people that drive fast on down there. And that's my fault for living on a gravel road.
You save money when buying your house because it was on a gravel road.
I guess so.
You probably saved $8,000. If we had a realtor here, realtor.
Yeah.
They could tell us
maybe.
That.
I mean, it's got its pros and its cons, right? Like anything. And
no shopping carts are getting pushed down that road.
Nope. And sometimes people drive a little too fast down it. And I'll look out on the street and I'll be like, hey, who's driving fast down my street? And it's a UPS driver. I go, fucking typical. Those assholes.
Fuck. I ordered something and they're here.
I will say Amazon drives the fastest. Those guys are assholes.
They are.
They're cool. They're a good company. I love them.
Unionize.
Yeah.
No Unionize shit. And they'll slow down. The worst gravel road on my route it was like a downhill gravel road and just fucking bombed out like giant potholes.
Uh-huh.
The city came by and actually smoothed it out and paved it.
Oh, awesome.
So this was a road that
I can go even faster.
I didn't drive down. Like, I would park at the bottom and just walk up. There's pretty much one house in the middle.
Yeah.
That
I have a road similar in my neighborhood.
And it got paved, and now everybody's using it. And that lady
is pissed.
That lives in that house is like, fuck, why are you driving down my street now?
No, count your blessings, you know? Don't really want to. If I had my road paved, I would be upset because then people would drive down it.
They'd be, definitely cutting through it a lot more.
Yep. It's actually better to have a gravel road, but it comes with a cost, and that's the UPS guy driving too fast.
And Owen.
Kicking up dirt.
Owen, Andy, and June never be able to skateboard.
No, they're not allowed. Well, that's the road down to, that's the path to iniquity, is skateboarding.
Mm, it's
true. Next thing you know, they're doing marijuana drugs.
Yeah, and after that.
Taking marijuana pills.
After that, they're like loving everyone.
Oh, yeah. They become
hippies?
No. What is it? Poly?
Pan?
Oh, pansexual. There you go. Oh,
I don't know what pan is, but I'm for it.
He seems pretty cute. It's the flying kid, right?
Yeah.
Sexually attracted to that kid?
You just got to believe it, and you can fly?
Yeah.
With a little bit of sprinkle fairy dust?
That's code for drugs.
Holy shit.
What?
Peter Pan was on drugs?
The whole time.
Was he skateboarding too?
Yeah, I think so. That's how it started.
It started out with skateboarding, and then you're off to Never Never Land.
I have some bad news, Brooks.
Yeah. Did your fish die?
No. I don't have a fucking fish. 50% of my workforce at my company was laid off. on Thursday.
What?
What?
Half of all employees.
Half of all your employees?
Yeah. So that other guy, he doesn't work for me or work with me anymore.
The guy who hasn't come to work in 13 months?
And hasn't really done shit the whole time he's been gone? Apparently my boss finally got tired of paying him money to sit at home and do nothing. And he's no longer on the payroll.
Well, dang.
Yeah. And it makes zero impact on me. he didn't do any work anyway.
But hey, big bonus this coming year.
Oh, fucking better be collecting his wage. I hope so.
What if he just is like, hey, John, you just got a 50% raise, and I'm taking that other 50%, put it in my pocket.
Putting it up my nose. We're like, whoa.
Oh, cool.
You should stop doing drugs, my boss. Yeah, I think that was a good decision. I feel pretty positive about it. So if anyone out there is looking for a job and they want to be a microscopist, let me know.
You're willing to train?
Yeah, a little. You got to like pull your own weight, figure your own shit out. I don't want a child I have to teach.
What are you looking for in a coworker?
Conversation? No, I don't need to talk to you. You're my coworker. I mean, it helps.
But you're in the same space.
Yeah. No, I don't want someone who's very chatty. My work's very like mentally intensive. You should be paying attention, and I don't need you coming over and going like, "Hey, man, you see the football game last night?" I'd be like, "I'm fucking thinking. Like, leave me alone."
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
about that football game.
Yeah, exactly. No, you have to be able to self-teach yourself, right?
Do you think there's going to be more cuts coming in the future, John?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Yeah. Anyway, that was exciting news for me this week. And my new nanny starts this coming week, which will be an enormous load off, mostly off my wife's back, because she's been dealing a lot with the kids and trying to work full time. It's just been pretty brutal. And
because you haven't had a nanny for two weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. It was rough. I wasn't getting a lot done. I had to take days off work and it was shitty.
Yeah. It seems like on days off that you had, he should have called up the other guy and said, "You're up. John's not in the office if you're worried about COVID."
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know the ins and outs of their relationship. I don't know what my boss was expecting or, you know, if they had talked and he said, "I'm never coming back," or what exactly. It's not my business, so I never asked. I try to keep, you know, a distinct relationship with my boss where I'm not like, "Hey, man, what are you doing as a company?" You know what I mean? Like, that's his business. I don't want to bug him about it. And let's see, what else I got? Went to Multnomah Falls again.
You love Multnomah Falls.
I love it.
Man.
Can't get enough of it.
You went zero times.
I've gone twice in this last year.
Yeah.
It's a problem.
It's beautiful.
It is. It's very beautiful. Owen really wanted to go. He had like a dream about it or something. I don't know. He's like, woke up on Friday. It was like, "Dad, I need to go see the waterfall." I was like, "Oh, okay. I guess we can go." And we drove out Friday night and checked out the waterfall.
Friday? You went at night? Friday night?
Well, it was,
after work?
You know, 6:00, 6:30.
It's only, what, half hour?
It's only a half hour. I know. In my head, I'm like, it's so far. It takes 30 minutes to get there. It takes longer to drive to my sister's house. So we went out there again. That was fun. It's really beautiful. Breathtaking.
I think Owen, I'm calling it now.
He loves water.
For his job, it's going to involve water. And
tomorrow is his birthday. On May 10th, my son will be 7 years old.
Aw.
And it's also my mother's birthday and superfan Alex's birthday.
7 years ago tomorrow.
I was going to come over here.
You were going to come here.
And we were going to bottle our hard cider. And I had to, I don't know if I called you and said, "I can't make it."
You said, "You can't make it." And then I said, "Come on, John, you can make it.
Come on, pussy." And I was like, "No, sorry, my wife's water broke. She's out having dinner with Kirsten and some other girls."
All right, but can you come on over after?
I was like, "Yeah, I'll be there soon. This shouldn't take long." And then I had a kid.
The rest was history.
Uh-huh, yeah. and 7 years have somehow passed. Not sure how it worked, how it happened, but here we are.
We've done a really good job keeping our kids alive, man.
Boy, I'm fucking great at it, you know? We should have a day to appreciate us fathers.
Yeah.
Everyone loves moms.
On podcast day last week, I got my second COVID shot. I had the day off planned for the next day just to be like, oh I don't know if I'm going to be feeling bad or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably not, but.
Did you feel bad?
I was pretty tired the next day.
Okay.
But like a side effect of needing to take a really long day nap is something, you know, I could go for.
Oh, right.
Anytime.
That's pretty rough.
It's like, it's going to be pretty rough.
Going to have to sleep from like noon to two.
Maybe even three.
Oh, that's a long nap.
It was a long nap in the middle of the day. And my wife was like, you know what? You're going to be protected from COVID. I'm not going to, I'm just going to let you sleep in there.
That is a glorious experience. It's a
fucking 3 hour nap in the middle of the day.
My favorite is Mondays. It's not happening much anymore, but I'm home with the kids. And Andy will take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Usually 2 hours. It's becoming less and less. But if I can finagle it somehow where he's laying on me and I could sleep with him on the couch, that's the best. Just get a little secret extra nap in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
The other kids are like burning down the house. Who cares? Dad's snoozing on the couch.
That's why when you get that hot tub, you don't have to worry about Owen at all.
For days. He'll probably start pouring all the water out of the hot tub and my garage will be flooded.
He'll
learn.
Well, then it won't be warm anymore and the water will be too low. You got to keep that.
Does the water have to be high to be hot?
Could I
put like 2 inches of water in the bottom and he could just splash around in there?
No, I don't think that'll work, John.
I think it'll work.
If I come over there and there's like the water's green, I'm going to be like, I'm taking this back.
Taking it away. I have to.
You're not treating my baby with respect.
Right. Like the pet's art lady.
I don't feel comfortable
giving you this hot tub. How big is that garage?
How old is Owen?
What kind of amps you got coming into there? Got enough amps? All right, buddy.
Well, I'm really loving emails. I'm loving them. I want an email from our listeners, from every single one.
You're making demands now?
I'm speaking to you, listeners, especially the listeners who have made it this far in the episode, all the way through all of that garbage.
Well, what do they get? If they email, will you send them a fuck?
I'll think about it. Maybe. There's a possibility. I'm thinking about getting that stamps.com that all the podcasts have been talking about for the past
15 years.
Yeah. I'm finally pulling the trigger.
Okay.
Stamps.com/pen, PENN. That's who I'll support.
Oh, yeah. Penn Gillette. He really needs all the help he can needs get. It.
And I'm thinking if I get a stamp. .com meter thing down here. Fucking mailing shit like crazy.
Okay.
Just for fun.
What if you
and
just
I hear
like
you save 60% on UPS shipping.
All right, end this fucking podcast.
Email in basementbuddiespod@gmail.com and maybe you'll get a fuck. Put your address down at the bottom. Say something, what you're up to. Make fun of John if you make fun of me. It's a definite
I will
no.
delete it. Yeah, bring it on, people. Well, thanks for listening, Real Heroes. True Heroes. Is it Real Heroes?
And go
what
to...
What did we say?
Real Heroes is what the shirt says. I'm not sure.
I think it was True Heroes. Joe, you fucked up.
Go to joepank.threadless.com and get yourself a Basement Buddies t-shirt.
All right, buddy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Everyone loves moms. They don't need a whole day.
Yeah.
They get cards and presents and chocolates. No, they have it too good.
Yeah.
We need to bring them down a couple pegs.